Without doubt, one of the most anticipated films of 2005 has to be The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. And Daniel Swan from NarniaWave.com joins us now. Daniel, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, mate. How's it going?
Good stuff. Daniel, a big exclusive news. There has been a first screening of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Yeah, that's true. We actually just got news a couple of hours ago. Yeah, it's in Southern California at the moment, actually. They've done a few test screenings. So we're getting the news filtered back through of what's been going on and people's first reports.
And what have the reports been like, Daniel? Positive, negative?
Well, there's been a couple that we've had posted at the moment. And all in all, I think they've been pretty positive. One of the people that was there, he recorded all the feedback. And 21 of the 26 people said it was excellent.
Oh, brilliant.
So, I mean, that's a pretty good start.
So let's just talk about some of the other big news. Liam Neeson has been cast recently as the voice of Aslan. What are your thoughts on that?
We're delighted about that. It's one of those things where he's an absolutely fantastic actor. He shows a real great maturity and depth of character, which, you know, he shows it on screen and off screen. So it's going to be something that he's going to really bring through with the character. And early reports from what we've heard from the screenings, he really does a good job of it. So it's going to be really exciting for him, I'm sure.
Because he wasn't, Daniel, the first choice, if I'm right in thinking, for Aslan.
Yeah, no, apparently originally Brian Cox was going to be playing the role, but for some reason he's pulled out or they've decided to replace him. And, Liam Neeson was the next choice, and I'm absolutely ecstatic about it. I think he'll do a great job.
Now, a lot of magazines, Daniel, have been calling The Chronicles of Narnia the new Lord of the Rings. Do you think that's a fair comparison?
It is in some ways. I guess The Lord of the Rings has set itself up as the big blockbuster of fantasy movies in recent times. And it's sort of paved the way for a lot of the, you know, the Harry Potters and the other sort of fantasy movies which are really coming to the fore now. But I think that The Chronicles of Narnia, it really stands on its own in a lot of ways because it was around at the same time as The Lord of the Rings. They were completely separate. The only real comparisons are the fact that the authors were both really good friends and they're both fantasy. Apart from that, they're both very unique in many different ways.
And now, Disney, right, this is going to be their big movie now this year, it has to be said. How big are they going to push this film, Daniel?
Well, we've heard the term roadblock being used a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what they're doing is they're just going to absolutely flatten everyone with the sort of media and the press coverage that's going to come from this. It's going to be one of those things where come December and come when the film actually comes out, we're going to be seeing, you know, absolutely everything pasted with all the Narnia stuff. And it's going to be a lot of fun for all the collectors and all the fans because there's going to be plenty of things for them to look at, plenty of things for them to buy and see. And, yeah, it's going to be a really good experience.
What merchandise, Daniel, can we expect to see when the film's released?
Well, this is one of the funny things. I mean, we've got a list on the website, actually, of all the different things. I couldn't read them all out, but we've got, you know, toys, computer games, things like toothbrushes, different collectibles. They've got three different soundtracks already that they've got worked out, the Inspired By and the Original Score and, you know, another one in there as well. We've got apparel, we've got shoes, we've got books, we've got videos, jewellery. The list goes on. And they're even going to do Turkish Delight.
You're joking. No way.
No. It's all happening. It's well and truly underway.
It'd be so interesting to think what C.S. Lewis would think of that. You know what? They're bringing out toothbrushes. And oh, my God. It's good, man. Now, obviously, Daniel, Narnia Web, it's always the first when it comes to stories and the news breaking about The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. What interesting bits of gossip have you heard from the set of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe?
Well, we've had a few different reports. I mean, obviously, we had an interview with Doug Gresham ourselves, and he actually talked a bit about some of the experiences he had with his family, where he took his grandson along to one of the sets one day, and just the atmosphere of the sets where they got to, you know, walk around before filming started and see the fog and different things laid out, and he was saying that his grandson was, you know, sitting there saying, "This place is evil." I mean, it's really good to know that the locations they're using, the sets that they've got set up are going to be of the quality that we need. But I mean, even like some of the other characters that are being played, they've all said about it's how grander the scale is going to be. We've had a few spy reports.
Excellent.
That have been interesting for us. I mean, nothing too incriminating because obviously people are under contract not to slip up too much. But no, it just sounds like the scale is going to be immense, and they've been having a lot of fun on the set and a lot of fun really making this movie good.
Because it is a big undertaking to bring a film like this to the big screen. Are you confident that the director, Andrew Adamson, will deliver the goods?
Absolutely. He's someone who's come from a bit of obscurity. He's sort of come out of nowhere. But, I mean, we've seen with his past work with Shrek and Shrek 2, he really does have the quality that it takes to make these sorts of movies. And he's got a great idea for the visual aspects of it. I mean, he was a visual director on a few other movies in the past, and we can see with Shrek and Shrek 2 just that sort of appeal that he has to both the younger kids and us older kids as well.
That's very true.
It's a really good... he does a really good job, and I'm absolutely confident. I'm sure everyone else that is around the place will be impressed with his work.
And let's talk about the cast of the film. Very little is known about the child actors, but, of course, Tilda Swinton as the White Witch Jardis, she will really bring something to that role.
Oh, yeah, we've already heard wonderful things about her performance in this. The kids on the set were all talking about how just awe-inspiring she is to be around. And she has that real presence when she walks onto the set, even if she's not in costume. I mean, she's 5'11", I think, and so
nice.
She has quite a good height on her anyway. And her acting is absolutely immense. It's one of those things that I think she'll be one of the great actors of the next, 20 years.
If The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe does well, which we hope it will, we can almost certainly expect Prince Caspian next.
Yeah, that's the report. I actually have a friend who was involved in the early production, and before they actually had the movie underway, they had already planned out all 7 movies.
Wow.
If the first one went off well. So we could be expecting to see all 7 of them. And from the sounds of it, from the way that The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe is getting the reception at the moment before it's even come out, I expect we will, and I'd certainly hope we will.
Oh, God, because that's the worrying thing, because obviously the BBC could only push it so far, because it obviously went with Lion, the Witch, the Wardrobe, Prince Caspian, Voyage of the Dawn Treader, and then Silver Chair. And I was kind of worried, thinking, will the filmmakers go down that same route and just, that they would be the 4 movies we'd see, but fingers crossed we could all see all 7.
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, the talk, if it isn't going to be 7, it's going to be 5.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's some great stories in there with, like, The Magician's Nephew and with The Horse and His Boy, which are too good not to be told. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a toss-up of if they were to do only 5, which ones would they leave out?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's almost for sure that they will go down that track, and when they do, they're going to have to plan to do it in a way that just gets all the fans completely satisfied, I think.
Daniel, just before we leave you go, for anyone that hasn't checked out NarniaWeb.com, just exactly what can they expect if they were to check out your website?
On the website, we've got all the latest news and reviews of what's been coming out with Narnia, as well as a really great chat forum that we keep, try to keep it as for the average person as possible, but make it as child-friendly as possible as well, so that anyone of any age can come along and really enjoy the community and enjoy talking about Narnia and all the wonderful aspects of it. It's what makes, I guess, Narnia Web the community that it is and as much fun as it is.
And one thing, actually, that will really get people going is that they have a clock on Narnia Web which counts down the day until December 9th when the movie is released. So we can't vouch for the website enough. Daniel Swan from NarniaWeb.com, thanks a million for taking time out to talk to us.
Yeah, not a problem, mate. Thanks for that.